Good morning to you, Tony. Congratulations. A pretty good day at the office yesterday. A lazy four winners and breaking your own record for the most amount of Metro winners in a season.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Good morning to you as well. Yeah, it was a great day yesterday and stable's in good form.
Stable's flying, absolutely. At the start of the season, do you set yourself goals? Did you think that was achievable?
Oh, look, you always like to try and train more than the year before, but so that's again. Granted, our numbers haven't sort of changed with the same amount of boxes and whatnot here, but no, we didn't sort of have a number goal on it, but now we've achieved it. I think everyone at the stables is pretty happy with it, and we'll see if we can get to the 100.
Yeah, well, you've got plenty of time to do that. If you could win two Group 1s on Saturday, that'd knock yesterday's achievement out of the park. And you've got a very nice chance, especially in the JJ Atkins. You've got Isotope and you've got Star Racer. Firstly, on Isotope, what did you make of its run last start?
I thought she raced well. I thought she presented probably to win the race at 300 and just didn't quite get there and had a really big blow after the race. And she probably got away with me a little bit that month between runs. And it was her first go on the Eagle Farm track. And Rossfire was outstanding. Geez, he was good the other day. So he's going to be very formidable opposition again on Saturday. I think my filly's improved for that run at Eagle Farm, and she's certainly improved for that run. So she's a better filly this week than what she was in Champagne. But she's probably going to have to be because he's going to be a tough nut to crack again.
Mm. What about the step up to the 1400 and probably a little awkward draw?
I'm not too worried about the draw, and I'm okay with the trip. I think she'll run the trip out nicely. She did pull some ground off him, so I think she'll be on pace. She's got good gate speed. She can negate that draw. It's a really good start, 1400 at Eagle Farm. You've got a really nice run down the back straight, so I'm not too worried by the distance or the gate, to be fair.
We had Anthony Mithen on the show on Monday, and he gave all our listeners a tip and said, look, Star Rosser absolutely spanked Isotope in a piece of work earlier in the week. I'm not sure why Star Rosser's 50-1 in the JJ Atkins. He put out the video, and it was a nice piece of work.
Yeah, that was Saturday morning. They worked together on the course proper. She let out an Isotope, sat off. But, we swapped them around on Tuesday, but she's going really well. She's a nice filly. Probably a little bit unfair in the market, really, just due to the one defeat at the Sunshine Coast. I just felt she did a little bit too much in herself leading up there. So we'll certainly endeavour to ride her for a little bit of cover, a little bit quieter, and I've no doubt she'll run well. She had a run at Eagle Farm early in the year where she ran four, so she can handle the surface. Look, she's certainly a knockout chance at odds.
Is there much between them?
Isotope's a clear pick for mine out of the two.
Yep. All right. Stradbroke Handicap, you've got Outback Barbie and Vega One. I remember last time before Outback Barbie raced, you said the big question mark you've got is Eagle Farm, and she's had five starts and hasn't run a place. Is that the big query heading into the Stradbroke?
Yeah, it kind of is. I do think it's a changing track, however, Eagle Farm. I mean, it's only new with this new style track, as we know, and it's changing all the time. And I feel her last start was probably her best run on it. You know, she presented well. She looks as though she's looking for the 1400. She drops nicely in weight. I'll give her a couple of pieces of work on it again since then on Saturday and Tuesday just to keep her happy on it. She's really enjoying it. So I'm not as negative on it as I was the other day. I thought she presented okay on it the other day, and I think she's done well since. And I think the track's probably got a little bit more given it than what it used to have. So I don't think the track will be as big a bearing on her as what I initially thought it was a fortnight ago.
Is she over the odds at $34, or is that her genuine price?
Massively over the odds.
Yeah.
Definitely over.
Do you have much between her and Vega One?
The barrier is big. Is a big plus for Outback Barbie, and there's probably not a huge amount between them. Vega One's always probably been my top seed into this race. The gate makes it a little bit trickier for him, and he loves this track. But I just think her dislike for it is not as bad as what it was. I think she's getting better on it, and I can see her running a race. So, yeah, I do. I think they should be a lot closer together. I think he's actually got out over the first. I think they're very, very open, Stradbroke.
Yeah, he's $15. What do you do from that gate?
Pray. You want to get a little bit of cover. You saw the other day, just if you jump a little slow and you sort of give him a squeeze and try and roll forward to a spot, don't get cover, it just doesn't work. So you just got to ride the horse as he jumps. If he jumps a length in front, which you can do, you got to just work with him that way. If he jumps, you know, half length slow, you've got to go back and ride him that way. You just got to ride the horse to how he begins, and then obviously, to win these big races, you need to share a luck. I'd be happy to be 3D with cover. But he's just got to switch down in the run, and he won't do that unless he has a bump to follow.
It's a different-looking Stradbroke this year with everything that's going on. Who do you see as the one to beat?
I think it's open. I think it's a really, really open race. It's playing case of several horses. has been brilliant on the track. He was good the other day, and he's drawn well. Exhilarates, you know, well drawn, lightly weighted, sort of seems to be peaking up in the prep also. Dawn Passage, doing nothing wrong, three-year-old Hightail. I think he doesn't end there, and I know Godolphin Keane, Camp are pretty keen on Kamentari as well, and Trekking's fresh for Group 1, so I think it's usually open race. I think there's, you know, 8 to 10 chances in the race, personally.
It's going to be fascinating. Outside of the two Group 1s, you've got a big team, as you normally do on a Saturday. Who are a couple that you're pretty keen about?
I think Advanced Warning in the first. He's hit form really well. He looks really well placed to go on with the job. And the last race, I've got four in, and I think my two probably most credentialed three-year-old fillies, Sugar Boom and Needle, look really well placed to run super in that race too. So hopefully we'll have a good day.
Absolutely. And of your winners yesterday, there were a couple of smart ones as well. Is there anything throughout the rest of the, I suppose, different-looking carnival that we could be looking forward to? Especially, I think, was it Socialising one well again? Night Mariner and the Actuary certainly look good.
Yeah, I think the Actuary can go to a race called Phoenix, which is a two-year-old race over a mile a fortnight from this Saturday. I think she could go there and run the mile quite easily the way she relaxed well yesterday at 13.50. And I think Night Mariner, you'll see, I don't know if the carnival's probably a bit early for him, but he could take a step to a mile or mile and a quarter later on in his preparation and be a smart horse. He's always a horse I've liked. So I think the two maidens yesterday are the two horses, you know, probably going forward to better races.
Good on you, Tony. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks very much. Cheers.